And we've talked a lot this morning about the World Cup, which wrapped up yesterday in Rio in Brazil. And we've had a correspondent in South America covering this event for us. And he joins us now on the ticket hotline. It's our sports expert, Ribby Paltz, from Rio, where he watched Germany beat Argentina yesterday. Hi, Ribby.
Hey there, old man. How you doing there?
Good. How are you?
Y'all there in Frisco?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, you know, I grew up there.
You did? I thought you grew up in New Jersey.
Well, part of the time I grew up in New Jersey, but before I lived in New Jersey, I lived in Frisco. I lived there in about 1948 when the population was 4. And it was just me, my mom, my dad, and my mom's lover, who we called Aunt Rachel.
What? All right.
Yeah, Aunt Rachel was actually the Pony Express person for the area. And when my dad was at work, you know, churning butter or growing beets or whatever, Aunt Rachel would come over to the log cabin with some sort of weird-looking device. I'll never forget what that device looked like. It's so weird.
Yeah?
It looked like a cucumber attached to a belt or something. I don't know.
All right. That's interesting.
Never understood it. But we were the only house within 68 square miles, you know? So when you guys are done, you ought to go by the side of the old Paltz homestead while you're there.
It's still here?
Well, I don't know if it's still there or not. The gravel roads may have changed names, but I can tell you our address.
Okay.
We lived right off of World Cup Way. Our address was 1119 World Cup Way.
Well, that's exactly where we are here at Toyota Stadium. It's
it's now a stadium,
right?
Ribby. Yeah.
I find it hard to believe that it was called World Cup Way back then.
Yeah, the tollway only cost 2 cents back then.
It wasn't even here in 1948.
Still, it was the quickest way to get downtown. It only took you 3 days to get downtown on a Clydesdale.
I didn't know you had such a history with Frisco.
No.
Oh, yes. Hello, Frisco.
Well, that was you, huh?
Yeah, of course.
All right, so what do you have to tell us about the World Cup? Were you at the game yesterday?
You know, I tell you, Craig, I've never seen anything like this down here. I mean, you can get a butt lift for $14 at a mall kiosk. It's unbelievable. You can get breast implants at a drive-thru. It's unbelievable. They do it right down here. They know that God made us all ugly and that we need to improve that through technology.
What about Germany and Argentina?
What about them? I'm not there. I have no idea.
No, I mean the game yesterday, the final.
Oh, you know what? To be quite honest, I haven't watched a moment of soccer.
Well, that's defeating the purpose of your trip.
I had I'd actually forgotten it was going on until your producer reminded me during break. I've actually spent most of my time down here enjoying the club drug Molly. And also enjoying some of the local shemale talent. Make a lot of that down here.
Talent?
Get this, Giorgio. For the past week, yeah, I've been shacked up with a Shakira lookalike who has what appears to be a Burmese python growing out of a pan.
All right. I don't want to hear about your personal life.
Truly love.
No, it's not. And it's so seedy, I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, you know, I really don't know what's going on in the Cup. Is America winning the Lombardi right now?
No, it's over, and Germany won.
Well, congratulations. Why do you need me to report on it? You already know the result.
Well, we thought you may be able to give us a flavor of Brazil.
Well, I did, didn't I? A shemale, Malkiel,
Shakira. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm really dreading. If it's over now, that means I got to head on back to New Jersey, and I tell you, I'm really dreading that drive.
Drive?
Yeah.
That's a tough drive.
I just, I don't want to cast aspersions on a company or whatever. They make a great product, but I'm just not 100% confident that my Yugo can make it. I mean, I haven't changed that oil since 1988. The top speed on the thing is 12, which is some of the high crime areas. You know, you kind of want to live at more performance than that.
Yeah, right. There are a lot of places between here and there that you don't want to break down in.
Yeah, Colombia is one of them, right?
Yeah.
Coming down here, when I hit Colombia, I had to get a new engine put in, and I couldn't find a Yugo dealer, so there was a local mechanic that put a Singer sewing machine in my car. So. It took him forever, too, for the week that it took him to fix it. I just didn't have anything to do, so I quickly started a drug cartel.
Mm-hmm. It's a good idea.
After the cartel violence took four fingers on my left hand, I quit.
And, you're out of the business.
I gave my cartel to one of the Escobars.
You best not go through Colombia on the way back, if you can help it.
I don't know how to avoid it. Can I go through Canada or something?
No. I guess you don't have much of a choice.
Yeah, look up a tollway. Maybe that'll help you.
But you guys visit the old homestead, Dan. See if that device of Aunt Rachel's is still laying around there.
All right, Ribby. We'll see you in football season, I guess.
All right. See you boys later.
All right. That's Ribby Paltz, allegedly from Brazil.